In the past several weeks, we have been studying the book of Deuteronomy.
显得有点严肃。
It seems to be so serious.
今天我要讲雅各书。
Today we're going to talk about the book of James.
那么下个星期我再继续讲这个生命记。
Next week we'll continue with the book of Deuteronomy.
今天的信息希望有点轻松一点。
And I hope that the message today will be a little light.
在众有几个人曾经读过雅各书的，请举手。
How many of among us have read the book of James? Please write, raise your hand.
你们没有读圣经。来，我们看雅各书第三章。
So let's open your Bible to James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章第一节到第十二节。
James chapter 3 verses 1 through 12.
我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。原来我们在许多事上都有过失。若有人在原话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能惹住自己的全身。我们若把脚环放在马嘴里，叫他顺服，就能调动他的全身。看哪，船只虽然很大，又被大风吹闭，只用小小的舵，就随着掌舵的意识转动。这样，石头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看哪，最小的火能点着最大的树林。舌头就是火，在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族，本来都可以直扑，也已经被人折扑了，唯独舌头没有人能折扑，是不仔细的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。颂赞和咒诅从一个口出来，我们的弟兄们，这是不应当的。泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水。我们的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？咸水里也不能发出甜水来了。让我们一起同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们把以下的时间交在你的手中。
Heavenly Father, we lift up the following time in your hands.
求圣灵掌管以下的时间。
May your Holy Spirit be in control.
也求你的话语打动我们的心。
Please touch our hearts with your words.
成为我们生命的力量。
So it can be the strength of our lives.
也让我们在生活里面有智慧。
Give us wisdom in our lives.
奔跑这个天国的道路。
So we can run this heavenly road.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
雅各书第一章跟第二章，谈到一个成熟基督徒的两个特征。
Chapter 1 and 2 of James talk about two special characteristics of a mature Christian.
第一个特征就是讲到一个成熟的基督徒，当他经历到这个苦难的时候。
The first characteristic is while a mature Christian experiences difficulty.
当他落在这个百般试炼中的时候。
When he is being tested.
他仍然存着这个忍耐的心来面对他所经历的苦难。
He will persevere and face his difficulties.
我们第二个特征。
Second characteristics.
一个成熟的基督徒，雅各书讲，是一个不只听道的人，也是一个行道的人。
A mature Christian is not one who only hears the words, but he also lives the words.
当我们来到第三章的时候
And as we come upon chapter 3,
我们看到第三个特征
We look at the third characteristic.
这个特征讲到一个成熟的基督徒是一个能够控制自己舌头的人。
This characteristic is that a mature Christian can control his tongue.
这是也是今天我们要来思想的一个问题。
And this is something we want to think about today.
我们其实作者雅各他在第一章的时候他已经提到这个问题。
Actually, James has already mentioned this in chapter 1.
我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，那你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
然后他又在第一章二十六节这么讲。
In the same chapter, verse 26 says,
若有人自以为近前，若不惹住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的近前是虚的。
If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless.
根据一个统计
According to a survey,
一个人一生里面平均用了五分之一的时间来讲话。
A person spent about one-fifth of his lifetime talking.
如果把这些言语写成一本书的话
If we put everything down into a book,
它的成果
The result is,
一天所讲的话可以写成一本五十页的一本书，五十页。
Everything that he talk about in one day can become a 50-page book.
那么一年里面，他所讲的话能够写成一本18,250页的一本书，很厚。
And if we record everything he talk about in a year, then the book will be about 18,250 pages long.
那么在这些言语必定有一些是粗心的话。
And among the talk, there has to be something that is mindless.
闲话或者那些生气的话。
Gossip or some angry words.
言语它的力量非常的大。
Words are powerful.
透过我们的舌头我们能够赞美神。
Through our tongue, we can praise God.
在神的面前，在人的面前，我们可以开声的祷告。
We can pray openly before God and man.
我站在这里，透过我的舌头，把神的话语传讲出来。
And standing here, through my tongue, I can spread God's words.
透过我们的舌头，我们可以把福音传给别人。
And through our tongue, we can spread the gospel to others.
把这个宝贵的救恩带给别人。
And we can bring forth this precious salvation to others.
但是透过我们的舌头，我们可以伤害别人。
But through our tongue, we can also hurt others.
使到别人跌倒。
We can stumble others.
言语的力量非常的大。
Words are powerful.
每次我们在电视或者收音机里面听到美国总统宣告的时候。
Every time when we watch on TV or listen on the radio the speech given by our president,
他不会随便讲他所要讲的。
He won't just talk casually.
他所讲的每一句话都经过思考。
Every word he utter is after he thought about it.
经过他的顾问的见解。
And after he consulted with his advisors.
美国总统他所演讲的都是经过那些专业人士把他写下来。
And his words are scripted by professionals.
为什么总统在电视机或者收音机发言的时候
So why when the president is talking on TV or radio,
他所讲的每一句话都这么重要
that everything he speaks is so important.
原因就是因为他所讲的将会影响到整个国家
It is because everything he talks about will affect the country.
甚至整个世界
Even the whole world.
前任国家美国国家存备局的主席这个 Alan Greenspan.
The last Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan.
每一次他讲话的时候
Every time when he talks.
经常都会影响到美国的股市上下
Would affect the stock market.
其实影响到全世界的股市。
Actually, it affected the world stock market.
那么今天我们所看的经文基本上用了六种东西来形容这个石头的功能。
The scripture that we read used six things to describe the powerful tongue.
我们可以把这六种东西归纳成三大类。
We can put these things into three groups.
第一类就是讲到这个脚环跟这个舵。
The first group is about the bit and the rudder.
那么第二就是火跟毒气。
The second one is fire and poison.
第三类呢就是这个泉源和树木。
And the third group is spring and tree.
那么首先让我们来看这个第一类，也就是这个脚环跟舵。
So let's look at the first group, which is the bit and the rudder.
那么雅各用这两样东西来形容这个石头这个功能。
So James used these two things to describe the power of words.
脚环虽然是一个很小的东西。
Bit, even though it's a very small object.
但它却是有很大的引导的能力。
But it's powerful when it comes to leading.
脚环，等一下我稍微讲一下什么是脚环。
I will tell you what a bit is like in a little bit.
脚环就是控制一匹马要去的地方。
The bit is the thing that controls the direction of a horse.
那么它能够使到一个马向左或者向右或者停下来。
It can cause a horse to either go right, left, or stop.
在神学念书的时候，有个春假，我有机会去拜访我一位同学。
When I was in seminary, I went to visit a classmate of mine.
他住在农村里面。
He lived out in the country.
在他的农场里，他养了一匹马。
And in his farm, he has a horse.
那么还有其他动物。
And he has other animals.
那么这一次的拜访使我体会到这个脚环那种功能。
The visit that time helps me understand the purpose and the function of a bit.
要控制一只马，必须要把这个脚环放在马的口里。
In order to control a horse, you have to put the bit in its mouth.
这个脚环是一个很小的东西。
The bit is small.
它的形状就好像一个 U 型的一个东西。
It's shaped like a U.
大约有五寸高，五寸宽。
It is 5 inches wide and 5 inches in thickness.
这小小的东西能够控制一个力量很大的马。
This little bit can control a very big horse.
骑马的人只要轻轻地拉一拉那个绳子。
The one riding the horse, all he has to do is kind of pull on the bit a little bit.
然后马就会向左转。
The horse would then go left.
或者向右转。
Or go right.
或者停下来。
Or stop.
我们看到这个脚环虽然是一个很小的东西，
We can see that even though the bit is very small,
但是它却能够控制一个能力很大的一匹马。
But it can control a very powerful horse.
那么同样的，这个舵也有那种引导的一个功能。
Similarly, the rudder has the same function.
小小的舵却能够控制一只很大很大的船。
A small rudder can control a very big ship.
1977年的时候，美国拥有两艘在世界上最大的航空母舰。
In 1977, the U.S. owned the world's two largest Navy aircraft carrier.
他们的名字叫做 Nimitz， 还有另外一艘叫 Twilight Eisenhower。
The name of these two carriers is Nimitz and Dwight Eisenhower.
那么这些航空母舰的重量一共有92,000吨。
Each carrier's weight is 92,000 tons.
长1,000多尺。
It's 1,000 feet long.
是用这个原子能操作的。
And it is operated by nuclear power.
所以它有280,000的马力。
It has 280,000 horsepower.
你知道他们计算那个马力是怎么算？
Do you know how they calculate a horsepower?
就是280,000匹马的力量。
That means it is the strength of 280,000 horses.
那么这航空母舰能够容纳6100人。
This carrier can carry 6,100 men.
我们当时它的价值是20亿美元。
At that time, each cost 2 billion.
而且可以载90架的战斗机。
It can carry 90 fighter jets.
一艘很大很大的航空母舰。
So it is a huge carrier.
那么你猜想它的头有多大？
Can you imagine how big the rudder is?
这头不大。
The rudder is not big.
这头只不过是那艘航空母舰的千分之一。
It is only 1/1000th of the size.
也就是说，百分之零点一。
And it is like 0.01%.
这么大的船。
It is a huge ship.
由一个人来操作。
And it's controlled by one person.
透过一个小小的舵。
Through a little rudder.
就能够控制这艘航空母舰所要去的地方。
And it can control the direction of this carrier.
我们圣经用了这两个小小的东西来形容我们舌头的功能。
The Bible used these two little things to describe the function of our tongue.
那么舌头跟我们的身体的比例也是很小。
The tongue, when it compared to the rest of our body, is also very small.
但是它的功能却是很大。
But it is powerful.
就好像这个小小的脚环控制一个马这样。
Much like the little bit that controls the horse.
就好像这个小小的舵控制这个很大很大的船。
Or like the little rudder that controls this huge ship.
那么这个脚环跟这个舵必须面对外来的力量。
The bit and the rudder has to face outside circumstance.
脚环必须要克服这个马那种野性。
The bit has to control the wildness of this horse.
然后舵呢必须要克服那些风还有那些风浪的冲击。
And the rudder has to face the influx of currents.
那么同样的，我们的舌头也必须要面对外来的力量。
And similarly, our tongue has to also face outside circumstance.
我们活在这个有罪的世界里面。
When we live in this sinful world,
我们每天都面对这些问题。
Every day we face these problems.
使到我们去犯罪。
And it will cause us to sin.
我们在我们的日常生活当中，我们有时候讲了不应该讲的话。
And sometimes in our daily lives, we say something that we ought not to say.
然后每天我们面对那个生活的压力。
And we also face day-to-day pressure.
我们使到我们的舌头失去了控制。
And it causes us to lose control of our tongue.
所以要走这个正确的方向。
So in order for us to go the right direction,
我们这个脚环或者这个舵必须要好好的被控制。
The bit or the rudder has to be under control.
一个有经验的骑士
A experienced rider
能够使一匹马受到控制
will control the horse.
我们一个有经验的船长
Likewise, an experienced captain
他能够克服这些风浪
He can overcome these currents.
我们引导这艘船所要走的路
And it will rightly direct the course of the ship.
当我们让主耶稣来控制我们的舌头的时候
When we allow Jesus to control our tongue,
那我们就不怕讲错话
Then we will not be afraid to say the wrong thing.
所以箴言书十八章二十一节这么说
In Proverbs chapter 18:21 it tells us,
生死在舌头的泉下，喜爱他的必吃他所结的果子。
The tongue is the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat.
然后大卫在诗篇141:3-4这么说。
And David in Psalm 141, chapter 3 and 4.
耶和华，求你禁止我的口，把守我的嘴，求你不叫我的心偏向邪恶。
Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips.Let not my heart be drawn to what is evil.
大卫知道他所说的话是来自他的心中。
David knows that the words he utter comes from his heart.
主耶稣在马太福音也这么告诉。
Jesus told us in Matthew.
毒蛇种类，你们既是恶人，怎能说出好话来呢？因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good, for out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks.
如果主耶稣是我们的主，
if Jesus is our Lord,
我们应当受我们的舌头应当被他控制。
Then our tongue should be controlled by him.
这个脚环、这个舵有引导的能力。
The bit and the rudder can lead.
换句话说，他们能够影响人的生命。
In another words, it can influence others' lives.
一匹没有被控制的马。
A horse that is out of control.
或者一艘船没有被控制。
Or if a ship is out of control.
失去了方向。
Can lose its direction.
将会带来给人生命的危险和伤害。
And it can cause danger or harm to others.
我们口中所说的话将会影响到别人。
What we say can influence others.
当一个法官讲有罪或者无罪的时候，
When a judge say guilty or not guilty,
他所说的就指定一个人的命运。
What he said will determine a person's life.
美国的总统只要讲几句话，
When the president only say a few things,
战争就开始，
then war can be started.
是的，我们的舌头好像这个脚环和这个舵，
Our tongue is just like the bit and the rudder.
有引导的能力，
It can lead.
舌头能够造就人，
Tongue can build up others.
那么同时也能够伤害人，
But at the same time, it can also harm others.
所以雅各书用这个脚环、这个舵来形容这个石头那种能力。
So the book of James used the bit and the rudder to tell us about the power of the tongue.
那么第二样东西，它用来形容舌头的能力。
The second group he used to describe the power of tongue.
就是这个火还有毒气。
It is the fire and poison.
那么石头不只能够引导和有影响的能力。
Not only can the tongue affect or lead.
那么圣经讲到它有那种摧毁那种能力。
But it can also destroy.
所以雅各书在这里讲到，他说看啊，最小的火能点着最大的树林。
So here in the book of James it says, likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark.
石头就是火，在我们白体中，石头是个罪恶的世界。
The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body.
能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。
It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell.
你看到这节经文，他说看啊。
It says, likewise.
就好像一个人看到一间房子被火烧。
It's like look, as if a person is watching a house on fire.
然后看到这间房子被火烧掉。
And he watched as the house was being destroyed.
火灾的来源经常都是从一个很小很小的火开始的。
A fire usually started by a very small spark.
但是圣经讲到这个小小的火却能够摧毁一个树林或者整个城市。
But the Bible said a spark can destroy a whole forest or a city.
1871年10月8号，这个芝加哥发生了一场很严重的火灾。
In October 8th, 1871, Chicago had a huge fire.
我几乎把这个整个城市都摧毁。
It almost destroyed the whole city.
你去查考一下这个芝加哥这个城市的历史。
If you look at the history of Chicago, then you'll find out.
火灾的来源是因为一头牛把一个油灯弄倒。
The cause of the fire was that a cow kicked a oil lamp.
那么点燃了在这个谷仓里面那些干草。
It started in the barn, and so it ignited the hay.
那么火灾就从这个谷仓里面开始。
And so the fire started in the barn.
然后蔓延到整个城市。
And it spread throughout the city.
几乎把整个城市烧毁了。
It almost destroyed the whole city.
只留下两座建筑物。
Only two buildings left standing.
17,500 500个建筑物被烧毁。
There were a total destruction of 17,500 buildings.
300个人死亡。
300 people die.
10万人无家可归。
100,000 were left homeless.
损失了4亿美元呢。
And the total loss was $400 million.
你想象一下，1871年4亿美元是很多很多的钱。
Can you imagine $400 million in 1871? That is a lot of money.
一盏小小的油灯能够造成这么大的亏损。
A small oil lamp caused such destruction.
能够把整个城市毁灭掉。
And it can cause destruction throughout the whole city.
所以这节经文讲到，看啊，最小的火能点着最大的树林。
So it says likewise, the tongue makes great, a great forest is set on fire by a small spark.
什么火灾啊，是从小小的火开始的。
What kind of fire started? It started by a spark.
圣经讲是那些喧哗的火。
The Bible said it is the spark of gossip.
那么圣经对这个讲喧哗有特别的教导。
The Bible taught especially about against speaking gossip.
有特别的警告。
And it also has special warning.
如果我们看罗马书的话，我们就明白。
If we look at Romans, we'll understand.
然后罗马书第一章基本上就是讲到人的罪。
In Romans chapter 1, it talks basically about man's sin.
而且讲到人的罪到了一个极点。
And it talks about the man's sin has gone to such extreme.
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心。
Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, He gave them over to a depraved mind.
行那些不合理的事。
To do what ought not to be done.
装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒。
They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity.
满心是嫉妒、凶煞、性增进、诡诈、毒恨，又是财魁的最后那句啊，后面所有人的背后所有人的。
They are full of evil, murder, strife, deceit, and malice, and in the last phrase, gossips.
然后提摩太后书第三章第二节第三节也这么说。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 2 and 3 says.
因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，捧毒，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不洁圣洁，无亲情，不解厌，好说谗言。
People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous.
主耶稣在马太福音讲了一句很沉重的一句话。
Jesus spoke something with heavy heart.
我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句供出来。
But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken.
这句话讲得非常的沉重。
This was uttered with a heavy heart.
在一个村子里有一位妇女。
In a village, there was a woman.
时常讲另外一妇女还有她家人的闲话。
She's often gossiping about her own family and other women.
那么有一天，她发觉到她所讲的没有什么根据。
One day, he realized that what he said are all untrue.
也讲的不对。
And they're wrong.
那么他就去村子里面找一个老人家。
So she seek out an elderly person.
因为这个老人家是一个老人家都是比较有智慧。
Because this elder is full of wisdom.
有时候不一定。
Most elderly people are full of wisdom, but not necessarily.
那么就去请教他把自己所讲的话怎么挽救回来。
And so she went and asked. This elder, what can she do to
to salvage
what she has said?
那么那老人家就吩咐她回家。
And so this elder tell her to go home.
啊，杀了一个鸡
，kill a chicken，
然后把它的毛拔掉。
Take down all the feathers.
啊，就把那些毛放在一个袋子里面去。
Put the feathers in a bag.
啊，再来找他。
And then come back and look for her.
然后老人家就对那位妇女说。
So the elder told her.
啊，你来找我的时候。
When you come, to seek me out.
啊，在路上你就把那些羽毛分布在这个路上。
As on your way to come and see me.Just put the feather along the road.
那个妇人就照着老人家这么做。
So the woman followed the instruction.
当她来找这个老人的时候。
And so when she came to see the elder.
她就讲，我已经把那些羽毛都分布在路上。
She said, I've already dispersed all the feathers on the road.
那老人就说，好。
So the elder said, good.
那么现在你再回去把这些羽毛都收拾回来。
So he said, now go and pick up all the feathers.
那妇人讲。
The woman said.
那怎么可能呢
？That's impossible.
那这些羽毛都被风吹走了。
All the feathers were blown away by the wind.
那老人家就对他说。
And so the elder told her.
同样的，你所讲的闲话不能够挽救。
Similarly, the gossip that you have uttered cannot.
他们就好像这些羽毛已经被风吹走了。
They are just like these feathers. They have been blown away by the wind.
这个舌头除了好像火一样。
So besides being like the fire.
我们圣经也讲到，它好像这个恶物这个满了害死人的毒气。
The Bible also said the tongue is also a poison.
是一个很可怕的东西。
It is very fearful.
各种各样的那些走兽或者动物都能够被控制。
All kinds of animals and birds and stuff can be put tamed.
但是他讲到这个舌头却不能够直覆。
But the tongue alone cannot be tamed.
我们知道虽然不能够直覆。
We know that even though it cannot be tamed.
但是借着圣灵一个得救的人能够被主耶稣控制他的舌头。
But through the Holy Spirit, we know that a person can, with the help of Jesus Christ, control the tongue.
第三种东西，雅各用来形容舌头的功能，就是这个泉源跟树木。
The third group of things that James used to describe the tongue is the spring and the trees.
我们的舌头有这个引导的功能。
Our tongue can lead.
也有这个摧毁的功能。
Our tongue can also destroy.
但是圣经讲到它有那个造就别人的功能。
But the Bible said it can also edify others.
所以在第九节、第十节讲到，我们不应当用我们的舌头来赞美我们的神，同时来咒诅别人。
So in verses 9 and 10, it says we should not use our tongue to praise our Lord the Father, and yet we curse man.
那么雅各讲，他说一个蒙恩得救的人不应当用舌头来赞美神，然后又去咒诅人。
He said a saved Christian should not use the tongue to praise God on one hand and then curse the brothers.
一个蒙恩得救的人，他应当用他的舌头来去造就别人。
A person who has been saved by grace should use the tongue to edify others.
如果我们看下去的话，十一节到十二节。
If we continue on to verses 11 and 12.
那么这里讲到雅各用了四个问题来形容一个蒙恩得救的人。
He used several questions to ask.
一个蒙恩得救的人，他的口跟他的身份应该是相称的。
A person who has been saved by grace, his mouth and him should represent it.
也就是讲到他所讲的话应该跟他的身份是相称。
It means that whatever he uttered from his mouth should match his position.
他问了这个问题，他说泉源从一个远离能发出甜苦的水来吗？
So he asked, he said, both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring.
无花果树能够结出这个橄榄来吗？
And can a fig tree bear olives?
葡萄树能够结出这个无花果。
And can a grapevine bear figs?
当然不能够结榴莲了。
Of course, it will not bear durian.
这个是很有道理的事情。 葡萄树就是结葡萄。
And this is logical. A grapevine will bear grapes.
咸水不能够发出这个甜水来。
And a salty spring cannot spring forth fresh water.
很明显的，这些所问的问题的答案就是不能。
And so the answer to all this question obviously is no.
所以圣经讲到我们的口是用来赞美神。
So the Bible said our mouth is used to praise God.
我们的口是用来传扬天国的福音。
Our mouth is used to spread the good news of heaven.
我们的口是用来用神的话语来造就别人。
And our mouth is to edify others with the word of God.
其实我们周围有很多人需要安慰。
Actually, there are a lot of people around us who need to be comforted.
他们需要得到鼓励。
They need encouragement.
他们所需要的不是伤害。
What they need is not hurtful words.
我们曾经有一群青蛙经过这个树林。
There were a group of frogs walking by this forest.
一不小心有两只青蛙掉进这个深坑里面。
And all of a sudden, two of the frogs fell to the bottom of a well.
那么其他的青蛙就在上面围着看。
And so all the frogs came to the edge of the well and kind of looked down.
当他们看到这个坑这么深的时候。
And when they see that the well is so deep.
他们就告诉这两只掉进坑里面的青蛙说。
They call out to these two frogs on the bottom.
他说这个坑这么深，你们肯定不能够上来。
He said, "This is deep. There is no way you all can get up."
只好在坑里面等死吧。
So just wait there and die.
但是这两只青蛙还希望用力的跳。
But the two bottom frogs just used their strength and jump.
希望能够从这个坑子里面跳出来。
They are hoping that they can jump out of this well.
这个是唯一的希望尽量跳。
That is their only hope is that they have to try their best and jump.
那么后来是。这群在上面的青蛙。
And so later, the group on the top of the well.
他说：“你们不要浪费你们的气力了。”
They said, "Don't waste your strength."
你们跳不上来的。
You will not be able to jump up.
还是在下面等死吧。
Just wait down there and die.
那么最后，其中一个青蛙就听他们所讲。
And so one of the frog listened to what they said.
他就放弃。
And so he gave up.
然后他躺下来就死了。
He lay down and he died.
另外的青蛙没有放弃，他继续的跳。
The other frog continued to jump.
但是这群在上面的青蛙在那边喊。
But the group on top continued to yell at him.
他说：“不要浪费你的力气吧。”
He said, "Don't waste your time."
等着死吧。
Just wait there and die.
这些青蛙用尽它的力量在跳。
The frog continued to use all his strength to jump.
最后他终于从这个坑子里面跳出来。
And so at last he was able to jump out of the well.
当他跳出来的时候。
And as he jumped out.
我们其他的青蛙就问他。
The rest of the frog asked him.
你没有听到我们在上面喊吗？
Didn't you hear us yelling at you?
那这青蛙就用手势跟他们讲。
And so the frog was signing at them.
他说我是耳聋。
He said, "I can't hear. I'm deaf."
我一直以为你在鼓励我。
I thought that all along you all were encouraging me to jump.
是的，我们的言语带给别人有很大的影响。
We know that our words can influence others greatly.
我们的言语能够安慰别人。
Our words can comfort others.
能够带给别人鼓励。
Our words can encourage others.
同时也能够伤害别人
But it can also hurt others
使到别人跌倒
To cause others to stumble
求主管制我们的舌头
May God have control of our tongues
让我们同心一起祷告
Let us bow our head and pray with one heart
天父我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语
Heavenly Father we thank you for the words you have given us
求主你帮助我们
Please help us Lord
在我们每一天生活的当中
and in our daily living,
顺服你的教导
obey your teaching,
掌管我们的舌头
control our tongues,
让我们的舌头造就别人
so that our tongues can edify others,
让我们的舌头带给你荣耀
and that we can glorify you through our tongues,
我们这样祷告 奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.